Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishma Asarim Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings four different opinions. How do we know that Shavuos Eidus only works regarding Tvias Vomen, only regarding monetary Tvias, monetary issues, and not any other Eidus? The first opinion is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar dashens oyin. Oyin means that it says the word oy multiple times, and from there you learn the gzera shava. So the Malbim on his pirush on the sifra Torah mitzvah oy sreich tzadik tes calls it to explain our gemara, and he says like this: we know the gzera shavas are built either because you compare two different subjects, or because of words that the words are coming and telling me to say gzera shava. Says the Malmi over here, the oys that we have in the psukim that brought down the Gemara are incorrect. When we speak about Eidus, it says, "Who aid oyro oyodo." According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no need to say oyro oyodo. It's all the same thing. Who aid viro oyodo? They aid, saw, and knows. What is oy oy? That's what Ramban points out in Chumash. The oy over here is incorrect. So these oys are telling you gzera shava. When we speak about pikadon, it says there are a list of things. And it says the Malbim, klolia diktuk, it should not say oy oy. It should say ve ve. Ve avedo, ve gezel, ve tsumis yod. You don't have to say oy to tell me either or. So the oy over here is extra. The Gemara goes on and asks, why don't we learn from Ritzach? Says the Malbim by Ritzach, it should have said im. Because there it says list of ways the person killed somebody. It says im besiri yatfenu, or yishlich lebitzdiel. Could have said im besiri yatfenu, im yishlich lebitzdiel, im beevo hiko. It says oy, an incorrect word again. And similar by soito, when it says by soito, v'avar ruach kinyan v'kinyas ishtoi, oy avar ruach kinyan v'kinyas ishtoi. We learn it tomorrow. It says that im avar, im means im, can be either or. Oy over here again is incorrect. And that's what the Gemara is going to say later in the next Amud. When the Gemara says that it's similar to Shavuos Bitui, again should have said ve instead of oy. So this is the basis of Rabbi Elazar's idea that the oy over here is incorrect. Because Rabbi Akiva, this second sheet in the Braisa, so the Gemara is going to explain the next daf, Rabbi Akiva agrees with this idea, he just adds one more thing. But Rabbi Yisai Galili says the oy is not incorrect. The oy is very correct. Because it says, the reason we say oy, as the Gemara explains, it says who ate, oy ra yada means. Ra means he saw, but he doesn't know what happened. Or he knows what happened, but didn't see. So bimele, the oy, it's not an extra oy, so there's no gzera shava. But says basically, which case do you have, either rehiya or yediya, it's only mamin. So the fact that it says oy, not the words oy gzera shava teach you, because of the word oy doesn't mean over here anything. The oy is correct. But because you're coming and telling me through the oy, do we talk about a case that he either sees or knows, that tells me it's mamon. And finally, the last sheet over here in the Gemara tells you it's a different gzera shava. Not oy oy, you have a gzera shava techto, and maybe he agrees that oy here is not extra. Now just to add one more thing to this whole thing. Why is it so clear? Why do we know? Why does the Torah tell us that Shavuos Eidus is only going to be mamon? Right, really, you don't have Shavuos Eidus also for things which are not mamon, things that are any other taina, when a person did something wrong. Efshar, maybe, that the mahalach would be, that for the mashmos of the sugyas comes out, that all Shavuos Eidus is a ben adam lechaveir, meaning one comes to somebody else and say, I need you to come and testify to me. And they say, no, we don't know any Eidus for you. So he says, give me a Shavuah, and that's where Shavuah Seidus comes. It's not Klape Shmaya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu who's coming with a taina against a person to do an Eidus. That's something else. That's not Shavuah Seidus. Shavuah Seidus is a ben adam lechaveir concept, is when a person is responsible for his friend. Everything else except Mammon is not a responsibility for one friend to another. That is responsibility Klape Shmaya. When a person did something wrong, he did an Aveiro. Or we talk about Yichus or something like that, that's Klape Hashem. So that's why you don't have Shavuos Eidus. But Shavuos Eidus, regarding Ben Adam LeChaver, that's only when you have monetary things. Monetary things is one friend to another. One comes and says, he has a tviya, I need this mammon. This mammon is a tviya from one person to another. As we mentioned in the past, what's brought down many of the Sfarim, the idea that when you have a concept of mammonist, basically will never judge unless there's a plaintiff, unless there's a tviya. If nobody comes to basically and demands the mammon, There's no din. It's not like an aveira. A person doesn't have aveira, basically will judge him regardless if anybody else is asking for it. But because mominis is a benodim l'chaveiro, it's between one to another, and shvuas eidus belongs over there, the category shvuas eidus is a benodim l'chaveiro category, and still tzorich biur, why dafka there, why dafka benodim l'chaveiro, but that's the definition that comes out from these sugyas. Just to add to this, this daf is learned in the second day of Yom Tov of Shvuas. As we mentioned before, Shavuos is the revelation of the Ben Adam L'Chaveir. The Luchos are given in two sides. There's a side of Mitzvah Sheben Adam L'Mokoyim, and there's a side of Mitzvah Sheben Adam L'Chaveir. Here there's a Chiddush that to your friend you have an obligation. You have mitzvahs that you're obligated to him. It's something which is, has its own category. It's not under Ben Adam L'Mokoyim. When a person can come in Yom Kippur and do tshuva, he still has obligation to his friend that Yom Kippur ain't mechapel mitzvah shbinadam l'chaveir. There is a specific and a separate category of things that you obligate to your friend. And this is part of Shavuos Eidus, which is part of that category. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shavuos email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavuos@gmail.com.